Okay, so we can come back from recess to start today's BOE, dated July 14th. First on the list is Mr. Hermrick from yesterday. We told him we'd be giving him a call. Mr. Kerbo, did you find out the information you wanted?
I did.
Bless you.
Mr. Chairman, it just hit me. I failed to get to that plat. Would you want me to run and get that?
If you want to.
Okay.
Okay, what did he
eat? He said it was 710 square foot, or 705 square foot. I think the assessor has it on at 838 square
well,
foot.
Well, what he was saying is there's nothing sold.
Okay.
But in May, just a couple months ago, I appraised the unit in that same area. But it was smaller unit.
Smaller unit?
475 square feet.
Okay.
I found two sales that sold within the past year. Same size, it sold for $95,000 and $100,000.
And that's on the 705 square foot or the 475 square foot?
474.
Did
I
they
found
have?
Another unit.
Let me. Do you want me to go ahead and call the gentleman so we can discuss with him on the phone, or do you want to talk about it without him, Mr. Kerbo?
Well, let me just say
yep,
this.
Go ahead.
Another unit that was 745, which is comparable with his, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sold about a year ago, in June of 2014, for $120,000.
Is there any other circumstances that would keep it from being, as far as view or anything else?
Not that I know of.
There's
hard to tell.
Amy's bringing it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and call the gentleman. Is that all right, guys?
Yeah, so this one's $125,000, and you had it comparable at $120,000.
Yeah, is this Mr. Hermrick?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brandon Williams again with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay.
Again, we're live on speakerphone, being broadcast over the internet, and being recorded, so just making sure you're aware of that.
All right.
So we've got your property pulled back up. Mr. Kerbo had some information. He got some sales that had sold
okay.
in the area, and I'll let him speak to that.
I can't tell you exactly where these are in relation to the unit, but they're both in Branch and Landing Boulevard. Yours was, what, 700 some square feet, right?
He has,
Mine's 705.
705.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go always exactly with the square footage that they show.
Yeah.
As an appraiser, we would measure, but we, for condominiums, you only measure the inside.
Okay.
Sometimes, from construction plans, the contractors will use outside measurements.
I understand.
But here is two smaller units, 474 square feet, sold in the past year for one's over $95,000 and the other $100,000. Here is a 745 square feet that sold about a year ago in May for $120,000.
Okay.
And
now that was a, was that the price that they actually received?
That's what it sold for. $120,000.
Okay, so
and $120,000, and it had been listed for $125,000. So it sold for about $5,000 less than what it was listed for.
Alright, so those are the only two units that have sold?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
Here's another 495 square feet. Sold for, just a minute. So over $115,000. And that was in 2014.
What was his request? I don't pull that back up. Did he have a request on his thought of value?
I think it was $100,000.
And he wants it. He wanted it. He thought it should be $100,000.
Well, you know, I got that real estate deal in 2011, and it was $105,000 at that time.
I wouldn't go back to 2011. That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, I understand. Well, the reason I just went ahead with that is because there hadn't been that many sold this last, you know, in the last year.
Well, here's some that was, like I said, $474,000. We came up with a value of $98,000.
For my unit?
No, for 474 units. Your unit, you know, I don't know. That's kind of what the
Those are balcony units, is what they are.
Yes, they are, and yeah, actually, they're just like one big, huge motel room.
Yeah, yeah, but they have a balcony on them.
Does yours not have a balcony?
No. It's just a regular old. It's a box, is what it is.
And you paid $149,500.
Yeah, I actually have $149,400.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I paid for it.
With the comparables that we have, I'm going to make a motion that we set it at $118,000.
Yes.
Do you have a comparable for
$120,000? I agree. I'd second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to set the value for BOE number 2015-108 at a value of $118,000. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Sir, the value has been set at $118,000. You'll receive a letter in the mail.
All right.
And if you, there will be some explanation at the bottom there, and if you wanted to take it, or if you wanted to appeal it, you can take it to the State Tax Commission, and they'll look at it from there, okay?
All right.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Where are we now?
135.
All right, next on the list is BOE number 2015-135 with TK Global. Is that you guys? Are you guys TK Global?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and come up to the podium. And just so you guys know that it is being recorded and it is broadcast via the Internet, so make sure you guys are aware of that. Wesley will pull up all the information that you sent us. Was nothing sent, or we have a computer issue?
Probably wasn't uploaded.
This is all I got.
From the tax.
I hand-delivered it.
What did you hand-deliver?
Donald, you have their field.
It's
all
I have.
I don't have that on the computer.
Assistant. Director was there
when I brought it. What did you bring?
The tax.
You just brought that form that I helped you fill out?
And
you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't have any appraisals or anything like that. That's what they're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
And on the form, the reason for the appeal is overvalued. He's not giving the price or the purchase date.
Yeah.
Or
that's good.
Is that the opinion of
the office.
Okay. How much has it got of that? Is it the building or is it the post office? Maybe you can answer a question. We're looking at it on the map here. Is it the old post office and the building?
There's three buildings here. The old post office, Joe's old garage, and then the building back by Barbara's house.
Okay.
The three white buildings here.
Yeah. Well, it's got it marked off on our map. It's kind of marked kind of funny, but there it is right there. That shows it better.
No, that's... Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, the other little white building there.
Is that in downtown, in the middle of Kirbyville?
Yeah, downtown Kirbyville.
Good eye.
There used to be a, when you first go in from the other side, on the right side there was a little restaurant.
Yeah,
Mexican truck. It's not now anymore, but how far is it from there?
Right next to it.
Just
to the right of it there.
Wesley, right?
Up to the right.
It's the building that's right next to it, not that. That's the
No, the way down. Right there.
That's the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's the
post office.
It was.
So do you guys have a valuation you think it's worth?
What do you have it on there?
$107,164 is what I'm showing. Wesley, can you pull up the... history on that one and see if there's been an increase or
it got to 5% on the structures.
So it's been at 102,344 for years and then got the 5%, made it 107,164.
Okay.
Bad part about it is the post office basement is non-rentable anymore. Leaks, the center building. Same way, floor damage and stuff. Quonset building is the only one that's still in decent shape.
How big is that building?
1,200.
It's what? Quonset new.
No, that's the one. Each one of the buildings is 1,200 square feet.
So there's three buildings on.
Yeah.
What did we set that Quonset the other day at? It was quite a bit bigger, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, that Quonset, that building was built in the
30s.
The post office built in the 40s.
Yeah. What that's going to do, Gerald, the way that I look at that would be that we'd use that depreciation factor that you used the other day, maybe on 10 years or something.
Well, I can't replace it over, but I know the stuff in that area is not in very good condition. I know that.
Our problem is we can't even get more rent out of the post office because it's in such, the building's such bad shape. And without getting more rent from them, it's tough to go in and fix it up. But they've had a lot of window frame, you know, just major deterioration is what it all
you
is.
Said use a depreciation factor starting from what point? Starting well, for how much?
Well, starting from where?
From 107?
Yeah. Yeah, and go down. What did we do? We did a percent for every 2 years or something the other day.
1% for every 2 years.
Yeah, we did about 1% per year.
Per year for every 2 years?
Every 2 years it was.
Yeah, about 1% for 2 years.
Yeah. Is that going to get it down past the 5% on everybody? I've got a...
Well, you say it was built in 1930, 1940 time frame.
When do we start the
post office? And the
well, he did...
Two of the buildings were built in the late 30s.
What we don't start back then. What he did the other day was he took back a 14-year deal on, because that's when he looked on here and seen when it had changed. So I don't even see when it's changed from 2007 all the way up.
Never had an increase.
That'd be at 99,662.
Didn't need an increase between now and 2007 and 2008 because there hadn't been anything that's value has went up during that period of time. Everything has went down as far as value.
Like I said, we're, if you do the depreciation that you want to do, it's at $99,662.
How many years did you take it?
That was 14 years, so 7%.
What do you think is realistic value? Nothing.
How we've had it for sale, haven't got very good offers, I can tell you that.
What have you been asking for, Kenny?
We've been asking 150, but haven't had zero offers, and you know, probably with the rent income,
nobody will buy it as a post office because the lease is 1 year at a time, and the lease is $510 a month.
Yeah.
That makes them worth $75,000, $80,000, $85,000, maybe.
What did you have on the depreciation? What did you tell? What did you just say a while ago?
99,662.
99,662.
Yep.
40. 2015, 60.
What's a property worth? Well, we got, you got the property on there with it.
5927, your land value.
And the three buildings make up the rest?
Yes.
So they're not on there for...
One's on for 30,000, one for 26, and one for 44. We show the store being built in 21.
Yeah.
You see that, I guess. And the next one at 31, and then the new one at 95.
Are we going to have a situation where the two of the buildings, do you say the two of them leak bad and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Is it unrepairable, or is it not repairable financially?
All right.
Huh?
Yes.
$107,164, what happened if we took about 15% off of that? 85%, what that would be?
91,089.
Gerald, are you thinking along that lines, or are we trying to do depreciation?
Well, I'm taking depreciation, but look at the age of those.
Yeah.
And that they're, you know, that they're old, so that you, back in 30, that's 70, about 85 years old. And
probably live with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be a lot closer.
I think 91,000 is fairly realistic.
So you to make that in the form of a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-135 at 91,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Gerald, would you vote on that?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, the next one is just a parcel number, so I don't have any information on it.
It's 2015-136.
Right, I don't know where it's located at. Keep a look. Okay, this is part of the...
Yes.
Can you pull it up on GIS, Wesley, please?
Is it 21?
Are you asking
me
down here?
Oh, no.
Is this where those metal warehouse buildings are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right at the corner of Coon Creek and BB.
Right across from the high school.
Yes.
You just got this one building that's down close to the road there then, right?
No, we have more. This one's the Sara Lee Bakery building. The first one.
Sara Lee Bakery building?
Yes, that is.
I don't remember what it came out, but I praised that building a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Do you have that, if you did it a couple of years ago?
I don't have it with me, but I did praise it, or I think it's my son did.
Do you have a valuation you'd like to suggest on that one, gentlemen?
See, we just had our valuations are based off what our rental income is on the buildings.
Okay.
And we just had to do a new lease, you know, because they're wanting to shut that building down, move it all to, you know, to Springfield, you know, consolidate it back into Springfield. So, you know, we had to drop our rent on that building to $1,050 a month. So based on that, you know, that would make the building to us worth, you know, us paying the taxes and the insurance and everything on it. You know, that puts us at, what, you know, $90,000-$95,000 on the building.
Well, currently your assessed value is $88,000. Excuse me, your appraised value is $88,918.
That's what the taxes are on?
No.
No, that's what your appraised value. Yeah. So if you're telling me it's worth $95,000, you might want to rethink the...
Yeah, I didn't know what that... I mean, that's, you know...
So we're currently at $88,918. Do you feel that that's fair?
What do you think about that? I'm not totally fair on that.
I'll make a motion to deny then if they think it's fair on it.
You want to deny or do you want to withdraw? If you deny, you can take it to the state tax commission. If you withdraw, you can't.
If you ever needed to, you could take it to the state tax commission.
This year.
If you withdraw it, you have no recourse.
Just for this year.
We'll deny it then.
Well, we get to make that decision, not you.
Yes.
Oh.
Danny, did you make a motion?
Yes, I did.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-136. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Kevin, did you vote on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one is, I guess, Phase 3, Lot 6, BOE number 2015-137, currently has a value at $143,551.
That's another one we've had to reduce the rent on. This is FEMA. Had to reduce it or lose them. And
that was FEMA building?
Yeah.
From the entrance.
The last building.
Fourth building down. Last building on the left.
Yeah.
From that drive on the left side.
Last one on the left.
Did you do it too, Gerald? Did you do appraisal on it too?
Sometime or other. I think we did all of it at one time. We did a couple times since then. But I don't have any idea. I, I, I don't remember that building from the other building.
Currently has a value set at $143,551.
What are y'all looking at?
I think it's probably worth $100,000 or a little over.
$100,000 or a little over.
Hey, can we base this off of the square footage that we had on the other building and the cost, and add it, figure the square footage on this building and the cost? Can we do
this
that?
This is a bigger building than that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be somewhat what you would do, Gerald, on a
appraisal? That's fair.
And look and see what it comes out to, see if that helps you out any.
Okay.
So, about what are the size of those two buildings?
7,500, that one is.
And Surly's 2,400.
And the other is how big?
24.
I'm sorry, did you say Surly's 2,400? Mm-hmm. How big is this one?
7,500.
That's going to be quite a bit more.
Yeah, you...
So it's about $5,100, 5,100 square feet bigger than that building. And the other 89.
That square footage deal's not going to work out
no.
for you.
We have a motion to set it at $278,000.
There's not that much rent difference.
You use
you
the income of
you're closing that one down.
No.
FEMA's still
when
still there.
So you're trying to use the income approach on the previous one. Using that same approach on this one, what are your thoughts?
What's that rent for?
I think we're down to 33 now.
3,300 a month?
I know we've...
500 on the Sarah.
Do I have a motion, or do you guys have any thoughts?
I don't know that we can do anything on it. I think if we do anything, it's going to be a detriment to you. But what do you got, Chuck? What do you, I mean, you've got a dollar value here. Reassessed it, or?
It's what's been the same since 11 and
plus the
5%. 5% just like everything else.
And it was a 5% increase this?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a motion to deny it because I don't think
it.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-137. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Yeah, I'll do that.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to BOE number 2015-138, T-Bar LLC. Apple Market, IGA, Piggly Wiggly.
Is that what this is?
Yes, sir.
The old Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you changed it to something else. And
flea
now
market
you changed
now.
To something else.
Yeah.
It's kind of a flea market now. Mm-hmm.
There's a cool tin soldier there.
Mm-hmm. What, didn't we have a comparable using, didn't we have that in a comparable when we, earlier in the week, maybe Gerald, you wasn't here, but I think maybe you were. I don't know. But
it was on that bank.
Huh?
It was on that bank that is it Great Southern Bank? Before you go over the on the right-hand side before you go to the bridge, next to Healing Arts.
Yeah, we did a comparable.
They came. We started looking at properties around.
Properties around it, and
the major deterioration on this building is what we're looking at. We had seven tenants in the basement when we bought it. Now we have zero because of deterioration of the parking lot above the rental units. And
is there a depreciation factor you want to apply here, Mr. Kerbo?
Well, that's an old building. I don't know how it is yet.
That building was, the building itself is an 84. Some of the parking lot, which we got the pictures of here, I took them last night, is, you know, borderline caving in. You know, it was built in the 40s. You know, it used to be the old Ford Motor Garage, the basement. You know, the whole building, I mean, we're almost to the point now that it's, you know, for what the taxes are, you know, because I had talked to Chuck here a while back, if we demoed the building and just, you know, because we've got some people just looking at just as the, you know, the land down there, you know, it would probably be better for us to pay, you know, as land value. I think you said if we demoed the building, it would cut the taxes down to like $1,200 or $1,500 a year.
We've got the land on at 157.
When we bought it, we bought it for the location. We've had it for sale ever since.
What did you pay for it?
Right at $1 million. Twice what it was worth. Now, it's, I think we've had two offers on it, $275 and $450.
That was $1 million turnkey with a grocery store in it with $250,000 for the coolers and cash registers and shopping carts and, you know, and now, you know, it's just all that stuff's gone now.
$150,000 worth of meat cutting equipment in the meat department, you know. All the big coolers on the roof.
I mean, I don't know if you want to, you know, look at these. I mean, it's...
I'll know not where to... Where not
if anybody's to driven between the store and the bank, they can see all these pictures. It's...
You know, the heating and air conditioning system is still in 1984. You know, it's in...
.45 ton, but sure couldn't afford to replace.
To being 30-some-odd years old, if you were to do the 15%, you're looking at $805,000.
It'd be what?
$805,000. But I don't know what you're thinking as far as...
That's at 15%?
Yep.
What?
805.
What would 20%?
Yeah.
What would 20% be?
$757,668. $745,000. If we're going to use that depreciation deal, I'd like Gerald to like keep it somewhere in the same percentage as we did the other, so that if we reflect back on it, we can...
Well, you look at depreciation, and you look at the pictures, at the condition, and I'm fairly familiar with that.
Right.
Concerning the age, I I personally think 757 would be a little bit more in line with actual value.
Well, I would tend to agree with you, but I don't want to use it as a depreciation factor if we've been using the other. If you don't care to voice it like that, you can use it your own. You understand what I'm saying? If we use that on that building, then we have to use it on all the buildings that come before us.
Well, not necessarily. It depends upon the condition and what you figure kind of effective age of that building is.
Yeah.
So not actual age, but effective age.
Yeah. if you use depreciation of that, that would be 84. No, depreciation, Danny, I think 805,000.
With the 805?
Yeah.
And that's more consistent with what we've been doing, right?
Yeah, it is. It would be.
If you want to make that motion, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-138 at a value of $805,000. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And then we have BOE number 2015-139, which is Barth Farms Lot 1.
Is that out in Branch Meadows?
No, that's at our farm there.
So
the farm before Cedar Meadows.
Before you get to Cedar Meadows.
Yeah.
Gotta get on in.
That's not where you keep the, where your house is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and where you used to keep Longhorn steers on. Same place?
Yeah. You got it at what? One? What was the new with the 5% on it, Chuck? Like 195 or something?
199,326 is what I'm showing.
199,326. How many acres is that?
Three.
How much is it?
Three.
30?
I mean, that's my, you know, that's where I live at. I've got a living quarters inside that metal building, and then the rest of the shop's where we keep, you know, our hay equipment and work on our, you know, farm stuff. But
how much of it, though, that's going to make a difference.
What's that?
How much you reside living, in and how much
the living quarters, the total shop is 7,200 square feet. And inside the part of the 7,200 square feet, there's 650 square feet of it that's living quarters. I mean, it's just a one-bedroom, one-bath living quarters.
I want you to understand that whenever we make the breakdown, the other can be ag, and the rest of the residential can be broke out as a residential different value.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that before.
It's not a different value, it's a different classification, so you'd be taxed at a different rate.
Well, it's a different classification, but it can be the building as a barn or a storage unit is different than the residence.
So if you had 6,500 square foot of shop and then 700 square foot of, yeah, you know, living.
You'd have 700 square foot assessed as structure, residential structure, and you'd have the remaining assessed agricultural structure. Mr. Pendle, do you know this building at all? Is it?
I've been there.
Is it metal all the way around? Is there some?
It's all metal.
Yeah. Is there any rock or any decorative?
Nothing.
It's just a metal
just a
building.
Metal building.
Air conditioned throughout, or just in your?
Just the living quarters is air conditioned. Just.
And the remaining 6,550 square foot, what do you have in there?
We just keep our tractors and one bay of it. So, you know, we got bales of hay in it and I mean, it's just a shop.
Four-wheelers and all that kind of a shop area. You've got, actually got on the front of it, we've got pictures of it, you just got the big doors on the front of it, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good metal building. Or it was when you built it, I don't think.
Yeah, it is, but it's not $199,000 good.
Did we do the metal buildings, did we do a square footage earlier, Brandon?
Yep. We moved on that one lady's barn, we moved square footage, took the living quarters, it wasn't even living quarters, it was just an office, and she said it did have a bathroom.
I remember that now, yeah.
And then the rest we moved over into agriculture. I don't think we changed the value, though.
There was storing plastic cars in there as well.
In like a small portion of it, I think.
Well, we just did a third. We did a third of the building that way, and then did the rest of the building as a farm shed.
Mr. Pennell, would you want to weigh in on this as far as 650 square foot towards residential, and the rest is classified as something else?
The I don't know. I'm just looking back. It's been on at res all this time. That line's kind of fine to draw, in my opinion, agriculture and residential.
So it's been $190,000 for the last 3 years.
It'd be hard to live in the ag part of it.
The point is...
I'm sure Tim slept in worse.
The point is you've got agriculture, which is... tractors, taking care of your land, hay, all those kind of things, agriculture. Then your boat and your car and this and that is really residential. But again, it's a tough line to draw because I got an old car sitting in my barn. It's an agriculture barn. It just doesn't have, it's no tin barn. So you could say that it ought to be res, but it's an old agricultural. Anyway, it's a hard, and what they were talking about, there's a real nice place out H Highway they looked at, and it was all res, I believe, initially, and they split it in half, what they're talking about, part of it ag and part of it residential. But residential doesn't mean that you live in it. It means it could be your, like your garage at your house.
That's, mm-hmm. That's still residential.
That's residential. So it comes to the
buyer. We have to park outside because we don't have room inside to park because tractors.
Farm equipment.
You got some hay in there too, don't you?
Yeah.
Divide that's that 199,326 by 7,200. What does that come out?
$27.68.
$27.68.
That's a nice building, though, but I do think that definitely there should be a split on the classification, and then there should be some sort of a split on the barn, which basically that's what we did on the other. We did a classification split, but there should be some split on what you use as definitely farm, ag, value. I mean, it wasn't built for all residents. It was built to store farm equipment and stuff in. If it's got hay in it, I'm sure insurance looks at it in a different matter also if you went to insure something. So,
if you put 1,000 square foot towards residential, it would be $27,684, and then the remaining would be $171,641 in ag.
Be what,
$171,641 in ag. That's a, like I said, 1,000 square foot for living or for residential, and the remaining 6,200 in.
Is that your total? The way it totals out, Brandon?
Yep.
Is 171.
Yep.
I think that's realistic.
And you're doing it by the square footage that way?
Yep.
So we can come back, if we have to use that again on something else, we've got something to go off of, and that's what...
What do you got on the ag?
Moved $171,641 over into agricultural.
Then what would the tax be on that?
Well, the total assessed value would be... Wesley, can you figure that out for me, please? Currently, you're at $37,870. On residential, put $27,684. And agricultural, put
$171,641.
Be $25,857 as opposed to your $37,870 currently. It's a different percentage. So even though the value is still there, as a total amount, the amount assessed, you got the appraised value and then you've got the assessed value. So the assessed value is a different percentage on ag land than it is on residential, than it is on commercial.
So you're taking $1,000. So the building 7,200. You're considering is ag is 6,200 square foot building on 3 acres.
Yep.
And value on that at $171,000.
So Brandon, am I
that seems high to me. I mean, if I we can. So I mean, Dan, if you went out in your farm and you put a 6,000 square foot metal building out there just to put hay in, it would be valued at $171,000.
No, it wouldn't.
That seems then way high.
But you wouldn't have a 1,000 square foot house for $27,684 either.
That's true.
Well, what do you value? I mean, like these little 500-600 square foot one bedroom condos at Holiday Hills. I mean, what do you value? You know, these little condos around.
Condo can be.
I mean, I know
they're 40,000, 60,000,
100,000.
Well, I know, but I mean, on these one bedrooms at Fall Creek and Holiday Hills, I mean, those things are all over the place right now for $20,000.
Yep.
And a condo with an association in a master development would be, I would think, be worth a lot more than a 1,000 square foot living quarters in a metal building.
I think I'd rather live in a 1,000 square foot living quarters.
Well, I would too, but I mean, it's.
But if what I'm seeing is you haven't changed the value of the building, but by breaking it out in ag, you've decreased the tax liability about a fourth or a third?
$660 roughly.
Just by the classification.
Just by the classification change. But we can relook at it if you'd like, and I don't disagree that 171,641 is high on the agricultural side, but the residential side I believe is too low. But these gentlemen here can make a motion or can make.
I mean, I've got less than 100,000 in this whole thing, and I just hate to, you know, be assessed at $180,000 or $190,000 on it.
Well, you're assessed more than that right now, but I would say that the total value, if I was looking at and I was looking at the building and everything, I would say it was $175,000 is what I was going to say, and I didn't even have the figures to back it up. I was looking for a percentage per square foot and all that kind of stuff. Right now, you're at $199,000. Is that what I've seen?
Yep.
But I don't have anything to back that up. I was just going off of the barn structure and the living quarters. And I've just, like I said, that's the reason I was looking for a square footage percentage of the barn, the living quarters, and trying to add it all together. Mm-hmm. But
did the $175,000 that you came up with figure in the land also, or just the building?
Just the whole
picture.
Whole thing.
You think, Danny, what
I just think the whole thing was probably about $175,000. But I don't have any documentation to do with that. I'm just going off what you boys were talking about there a while ago. When you got down to the 171, I thought that was probably what you was figuring to total, but the 175 is what I thought earlier. You would have to figure up a square footage.
I mean, the last building we talked about that we owned on Coon Creek, okay, it's 7,500 square feet, you know, all heated and air conditioned, commercial, and it's only assessed at $144,000. So, I mean, it's, you know, this versus that, I mean, it's not, there's something not.
Let me tell you, I think it's too high. I don't know that I can get, I don't know that we can figure it out to where we put it per square foot and everything, where it's going to get down to where you want it. But I think it's too high. I think $199,000 is way too high.
I agree.
But I don't know how to get down to, we have to figure it off of what we would do everybody else's in there. What we do on a, and it's worth more than that, isn't it? But we did a $20 a square foot building earlier.
Talking about the lady's house?
Is that what we figured her?
I don't know.
That's the closest comp that we've got to it.
That was the first day, was it not?
I think it was. I know through, scattered throughout the county, there's lots of living quarters inside of structures, barn structures. Some of them are a lot bigger than what you've got. I'm trying to give you the advantage of the having the barn out there. Just say you cut your barn off from your house,
right,
and you figured it separate, then you got your living quarters there.
That 20, that's 144.
Huh?
At $20, that's 144.
What do you got the land at?
15,000. It's 15,000.
I mean, is that land's worth 5,000 an acre out there?
Oh, it's worth more than that, but that's
3 acres.
You've got water, you got septic, you got
right.
All the utilities are on it, on the place. You have to figure that in on what it's, what you're doing on that appraisal on it. Gerald's never appraised that for you, that portion, or anybody else that you know of.
I never had appraisal done on
it. I just sold 3 acres off the farm. The house joins my house for $2,500 an acre.
I tell you, for that area, out there, $5,000 an acre is not too bad.
I didn't think it was.
It was on the second day. Sure.
What did we do on that? We figured to.
I don't know.
What about the.
You said a total ag value.
What about those living quarters and shop buildings there on K Highway? You know, they're. Oh, the one Rawl and them had. You know what they.
No. Out on K there that duplexes. Setting up on the.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of other, you know.
If you were gonna figure that, how would you figure it if we broke it down to where you had a barn there and then you had 1,000 foot living quarters there?
As I've said before, we used cost systems, so they went out there and looked at the type of construction and they just plugged it in, it comes up to 33 something a square foot. $33.73 a square foot from the type of material, enamel, metal, so on and so forth. And it's been on at $190 since they put it up from that cost system.
Yeah.
And again, all I did this year was just simply added 5% to that structure. It's been on at $190 residential all these, what, 3 or 4 years, whenever it's built. So, you know, we've still got it on at 100%, and we should have depreciated it
some,
a couple percent or something, because it's 2 or 3 years old or whatever it is, 4 years old maybe. But we didn't get to that. So, but anyhow, bottom line is they went in and they just did their cost system, and that brings up that metal building. Now, what its market value, and that's what we face day after day, is, you know, here it costs, if you went out and had it built, if you hired a let me ask you all this, if you hired a contractor, somebody just to build that size of building, are we anywhere close? Y'all have?
I mean, that's what we do for, you know, I've got, just did one for Taney County Water District and two on 165. I mean, I did several million, you know. And, you know, you're about 10, 11 bucks a square foot, I mean, just to get them in the dry. That's a concrete building. And
so steel building, concrete floor, 10 or 11 bucks a square foot,
mm-hmm,
is what y'all get.
Mm-hmm.
Plus electrical.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
You have to add all that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing 50,000 square foot of on 248 right now, and the turnkey with electrical, plumbing, everything, 14 bucks a square foot. That's garage doors, and that's everything.
So by that, they can build it cheaper than what our cost system comes up to.
Man, I know what I got in. I mean, I built it, every stick of it.
But I built my house for $50,000, and it's worth a lot more than $50,000 today.
Yeah, you can go both ways. You can you can increase or...
Mine's about double that I put into it. You got that 75 square foot building that they had for $143,551. It was on a small lot. This is on 3 acres. If you added money to that, would that help come up to your amount? Of course, you got to increase the value because
Brandon,
it's got a residence.
What, $14 square foot times the size of, total size of the building?
Total size? $100,800.
We did someone else's for $20 a square foot, but I can't remember where it was at or what we did.
I think it was that lady.
Was it? You think it was the lady that had the building similar to that?
$20 a square foot. How much?
What was the name of
it? On the total size or just on the
yeah.
On the total size or just the agricultural part?
145.
Look on that.
Office.
Is that
office?
Yeah. We got $20 on there.
I haven't seen their Tim's place. That
Dent?
Place you're compared to is pretty nice.
It's real nice.
Dent's?
No. Yeah. No, somewhere else.
No, it's up on H Highway. What would that come up to? $20 a square foot.
$144.5. I think. Is that what you said?
$144.
Well, you got to look, you're talking about ag versus the residence part of it. At the location that far out of town, off of T Highway. Who is going to go out there and buy that building with the house in it? What are they going to pay for it? That's fair market value. And I don't think they're going to pay a lot more for the...
I had it for sale since the day I moved in and hadn't had a single person look at it.
For how much?
$175.
That's what I think it ought to be said at myself. I didn't know that that's what you had. I didn't know anything about it. I just looked. I know the building. And I know what you're using it for. And I just thought it was, the value ought to be set at 175. And I said that from the beginning before we started working.
Do we have a motion to do so? We're 14 or 20, roughly 20 minutes over time. So do we have a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to set it at 175.
Do we have a second?
Think it's too much, Gerald?
Yeah, I do.
Mine died for lack of a second.
Now
so
you can withdraw your motion if you'd like. Or you can amend the motion.
Just like,
I think
I may not agree with Gerald on it.
$20 a square foot comes out to $145,000.
Don't forget you. $144,000, but then you also have residential in there. I have 1,000 square foot of it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't add a lot. 144. Dan, you said 100. How much?
He said 175.
175. Added 20,000. 165. From 199. Yeah, I'll make a motion. 165,000.
We have a motion to set the value at $165,000. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to set the value of BOE number 2015-139 at the value of $165,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Could you all clarify?
I was just going to leave that
okay.
one alone.
Thank you.
I didn't catch the second. Sorry.
I second.
Danny second. The pictures, I believe, are right there.
If you just, I can't change it. It's going to, as it is, I would think it's going to be all residential.
Yep. They want it lowered to $165,000.
But you
can't. Y'all didn't indicate any ag or residential split.
Nope.
Okay.
Well,
I want
the split.
I would think you got, if you're storing hay in it, there should be a portion.
But I, can I?
But that's.
Are you doing 1,000? We're not through with this anyway.
We have a motion, a second, and a vote. So you'd like to reconsider this one?
No. I'd just like to go with the ag.
That needs to be said in
the
motion
ag and the
second.
Split. Well,
so
can we make another motion?
Yeah, you
yep. Sure can.
No, we're now at 165, right?
We're 165,000, but it's all assessed at residential. None of it's assessed at agricultural. So if it wants to be, if the board wants to change it to partial being assessed at residential, part of being assessed as agricultural, you'd have to make that in the form of a motion. And I would entertain a motion to do so.
What do you think, Gerald?
I don't really see a split out.
You don't want to split it. You only use to keep it all as red.
Yep. $165,000. Well,
I don't think that's quite fair to them. I'm going to make a motion that we split it and use the ag portion, and we have 1,000 square foot of residential, and the rest is valued today.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
So that'd be what?
Be 1,000 square foot towards residential and 6,200 square foot towards agricultural.
And that would be a total value of what?
It'd still be a total value of $165,000.
Yeah. It doesn't, the value doesn't change. It's okay. Just splitting the.
Is that on the building only, not touching the land? I just need to get clarified so we can get a calculation.
It's on the building.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the value, or to split the value of BOE number 2015-139. Percentages to be figured, but 1,000 square foot towards residential, 6,200 square foot towards agricultural, and the property itself to be left as residential. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. So, gentlemen, that will be set at 165, and then the It'll be split out, like we said, on all of your most, or excuse me, all of your properties. You'll receive a letter on each one. In that letter, it'll tell you at the end how you can take it to the State Tax Commission if you choose to do so. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We can take a 5-minute recess.